there's no cell phone service in Kotlik, which is on the Norton Sound, after 65-mile-per-hour winds knocked out power to the village Monday night. Philomena Keyes works for the Kotlik tribe.
We cannot call cell phone to landline or cell phone to cell phone. We can't bail out, but we're able to get phone calls in.
And the airport lights there are also out, preventing planes from landing. Keyes says people are collecting coffee cans to fill with oil for lights to guide the planes. But the airstrip is on one side of the slough that divides the village, and the man who maintains the strip is on the other. High tides are preventing him from coming over to plow the runway, which means planes can't land anyway, regardless of the light situation. The Alaska Village Electric Co-op was trying to send a lineman over to restore power on Tuesday. Keyes says that people are stranded in other villages, and the high tides were still coming in on Tuesday.
We're expecting maybe 4 to 6 feet over the high tide line.
The storms took out the power from Bethel to Napakiak Monday night as well. Three linemen and a meterman from AVEC were out in the rain and wind of early morning, restoring power to Bethel and the nearby village of Oscarville. Napakiak is still relying on generators. The village owns the line that connects it to Bethel and is responsible for repairing and inspecting it. Hooper Bay has experienced some flooding. According to Edgar Smith, who works in maintenance, there's little to no damage. Meanwhile, the storm is passing over villages below Hooper Bay. Residents in Tuksuk Bay indicate flooding is ongoing, but no damage was reported. And in Newtok, high waters and rain sank several boats, but there hasn't been any reported damage to homes. Alaska climatologist Rick Toman says this storm isn't unusual.
Didn't quite have this last year. Certainly in 2017, we saw multiple storms like this.
But warming temperatures mean that storms are having a bigger impact.
So this, of course, will not help us form sea ice at all. In fact, in the Bering Sea, there's going to be a loss of what sea ice had formed.
That means the shorelines will have less protection against erosion, and communities along the coast will continue to see flooding from very high tides. Reporting in Bethel with help from Greg Kim, I'm Christy Schallenberger.